Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party radio show. We believe a third party will keep the other two honest. And our slogan is, a vote for us, we'll only steal half of what the others are stealing. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. But nobody's more in trouble than those brave Ukrainians. That's why I picked that Ukrainian hymn to play and open the show with. It's called "O Holy God." And you can hear the suffering in the song, in the hymn. It's a lamentation. They're being sold out. All of the heads of Europe are worried about their head. They're afraid of Putin. Putin says, I'll use nukes. They say, we surrender. We're in trouble. And the theme for the show tonight is, don't send the communist Democrats for ammo. We got hit with the communist media hype, designed to kill Ukrainians first. The media came right across, all lined up with the same pitch And you know what the pitch was? They shouted, we have our own border to protect. That set up to drag out the war debate in Putin's favor. After all, Rasputin only needed 2 days to conquer the whole country. Joe Stalin Biden will shut off the Keystone Pipeline on his first day of office and buy oil and gas from the Ukraine and Iran. He only takes 10%. He is there to become the most hated president in history. He will be blamed for everything. And when the time is right, he will step down and we will give the tax suckers Mr. or Mrs. Clean. With rigged votes, we can't lose. Then they told us Zelenko was a jerk and a comedian. He is only a comedian. Zelenko says, did you hear the one about Putin and his 40-mile column that goes nowhere? Did you hear the one about young Russian troops who don't know where or why they are fighting their cousins? When they get captured, the Ukrainians send them home to mommy. How many Democrats does it take to change a light bulb? None, plus 6 to carry the Chinese solar panel. We can't get involved. This is not our war. Ukraine is not part of NATO. And also, we only agreed to defend Formosa, never Taiwan, and abortion prevents global warming. God bless the Ukrainian people. Even the kids are tough. Did you see the little girl on the run singing Let It Go from Frozen? It'll break your heart. Did you see the father in Ukrainian battle gear kissing his baby son goodbye? And the kid was a little kid, little baby, was punching him in the helmet. You know there are Democrat communists slowing down the health process. They're allowing Putin air superiority and open air kill zones. The Ukrainian people are the backbone of freedom. If we don't help them win their freedom, we will lose ours. Step one, give them today all the hardware they need. Step two, pump the shit out of American oil soil, gas and oil for us in Europe. And step three, do a 2020 recount in public. Trump won all around. Go to a tune. And then we'll come back. The divide and conquer tactic in the USA is very, very strong. They'll isolate the blacks and they will convince the blacks that the white man has done them wrong. And they don't care about the blacks. They just want to split us. Those who divide us will enslave us. And then they turn to the Latinos and they say, you're like the blacks. You, the white man hates you too. That's not true. First off, there are elements in the black community that are the backbone lifestyle. They're called gospel people. Jesus comes first. The Latinos were all taught by the conquistadors Catholicism. Surely the conquistadors have brought some good things along with the bad things. And that's why Latinos say Viva Cristo Rey and their family people. So the divide and conquer tactic, people get wise to it very quickly. I was watching TV and I caught a colonel. His name was Doug McGregor, and he was on Newsmax. Newsmax, take my word for it. You don't need to be fair and impartial like Fox News is. Don't copy that style. It's not for you. You got to be totally Newsmax. And you had this jerk on, this Colonel Doug McGregor, and he called Zelensky a puppet and a comedian. And I just told you about it. Not bad to have a comedian. Zelensky, you know, he's on Putin's hit list. He's got to change buildings in about 10 seconds once he starts to broadcast. Putin would like nothing better than to see his body being, parts of his body being carried out. But the only guy that knows how to get the bad guys is Donald Trump. He got Soleimani. And you remember how they identified Soleimani? By the ring on his finger. And they showed the arm, which was away from the rest of the body. And did you know that the head of the Taliban in Afghanistan was in correspondence with Trump? And he asked mm-hmm. Trump, why did you send me a picture of my house? Are you trying to tell me that you know where I live? What do you mean Soleimani is dead? Yeah. Trump knew how to do it, man. He knew how to get the oil out of the ground, $1.67 a gallon. He's the only president that one day in Wall Street, while he was president, the price of oil dropped to minus $37 a barrel. And they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. Hello, I'll take a million barrels, yeah, and send me the money. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Ukraine needs weapons. That's the thing they need the most. Get them the weapons they need. Like they say, they don't want to see American troops. They only want to see American weapons. And they got to have air cover. They got to have planes. If you let them die, you're going to die one day because of it. Don't think that you're jammed tight and jelly free. 911 proved that theory right out the window. So this Doug McGregor calls Zelensky a puppet. Now, he's only a colonel. He never made it to general. Probably considered a loose cannon on deck. And I caught him, and he gets the Dr. Joseph Mengele Award. The interviewer from Newsmax could not believe his ears. Said, why did they give me this guy? This guy's a nut. It was either that or a talking doll. He couldn't believe his ears. And what's his name? He was fitted with a Venom cup holder. McGregor. The hate saliva overflowed his Venom cup. He punctured the rubber cover. A word to Newsmax, here's what I say. Do not place fixed news fair and impartial. See crap. It will hurt you more than it hurts Fox. And then I come to the conclusion, and I'm sure a lot of Americans are waking up to this fact. It is a wonder Trump had any friends when he saved the country. Ukraine is still sending thanks to Trump. The Democrats have the American tax suckers buying Russian and Iranian oil. Trump oiled a Soleimani. You want to survive? You need a leader like 24/7 Trump. Biden only works part-time on commissions. He's doing all the dirty jobs, like shutting down American oil and gas, citing global warming. He will be the most hated, despised president in history. Every Ukrainian child's body recovered from the Russian flyover zone is on Biden. His own party set him up to take the heat for their dirty deeds. Just before the next rigged election, they will present President Placebo. That is free from sin. He's not like Biden. He's more like us. No. Oh, and he may be another devout Catholic. There's no such thing as a devout Catholic. There are only practicing Catholics, and demo camos need lots of practice. By the way, the water in my bathtub has risen 1 inch in 90 years. Hello, Green Chef. Free the Ukraine, Russia, and the USA from the communist boot on your neck. My Arab friends like one statement I use. There's more than one way to skin a cat, referring to helping the Ukraine. Send in drones, food, water, and medical supplies. We cannot let them die under any circumstances. Our own communist media struck first for Putin. Initially, we were hit with strong propaganda. It went like this. We don't need to be involved in the Ukrainian border. We need to protect our border. Their lie was to stop America from helping a fallen victim. No good Samaritans here. I heard one so-called conservative, and watch out for some of these conservative websites. They are not conservative. I heard one so-called conservative say, I won't send my 18-year-old son to fight the Russians. Who says you have to send them? The Russians may pick him up at the house. I heard a retired Army colonel on Newsmax say the president of Ukraine is a liar, and why bother to save a losing nation? All of Europe is ruled by Russian gas. Trump the Magnificent had us exporting gas and oil. All my life, I was told we're out of gas. We have to get it from the Middle East. Now, Biden, the Democrat fall guy, is dealing with the Iranians. Plus, they're giving them frozen billions from the seizing of the American embassy that Jimmy Carter gave to them. Jimmy Carter, who pardoned all the draft dodgers. Those poor guys that went to Nam. When they came home, they were spit on by the people that were spitting on them when they left. It was a betrayed generation. And the betrayal was done by so-called fellow Americans. Tune in, Dr. Timothy Leary. Tune out, turn off, drop dead. Okay. Yeah, all my life I was told we were out of gas. Now we're buying it from Iran, Venezuela, and Russia. I like the slogan pertaining to big-ass government. One term per termite. 40 years? How many state citizens were denied the ability, the opportunity to be a senator, because one senator hogged the desk for 40 years or 50 years. Come on. It should be like a term, one term of office. As a matter of fact, my saying in Spanish is una termita por termina. One term per termite. Every time I see a vet missing limbs or half a face, remember this. The IED that tore him to pieces was packed with Iranian copper lugs. You ever see copper lugs? The copper is soft, so it does better shredding. Yeah, those are all Iranian copper lugs in the IEDs. And don't think you may not see IEDs here in this country. The drug dealers are selling guns. There's nothing that says they can't sell C4. Next time you go to the supermarket and it blows up, you'll know that we're now uploading terrorism. Has Putin sold Ukraine's assets to Xi Jinping? Will the big guy get his 10%? Greetings from Question Man. I'm going to give you Question Man. I'm going to give you a tune first. Let me see. I'm going to do a tune that's dedicated to the Ukrainian people, and it's called Above All. And I usually reserve this for the troops, our troops who die in combat. It's called Above All. It's about Christ falling. And the top line in the hymn is, "You took the fall and thought of me above all." And you see those Ukrainian men kissing their families goodbye. And you see old grandmas and little children. And they've all been displaced by a son of a gun. I said all the curse words internally. Above all, it's in Spanish and in English. Viva Cristo Rey. Ooh, we got a problem. Oh, radio's not working. Okay. That's the way it's got to be. I can't believe that. Welcome to the Iowa Carcasses. My name is Boris. I am in charge of the count. I am a Soviet Democrat, or communist, as they used to call us before they called us Democrats. And we are in Iowa, Iowinski, and we are counting the votes. Have the children finished counting the votes? Okay. No carcass jokes. This is not a funny business. We are electing a communist, and we have a lot of work to do. 3 years we have tried to impeach this American president, and we have almost failed, but very soon we will go to stage four, and the rest are for the Republicans. Hang in there while we play the national anthem of the Iowa Carcasses. We apologize for the late count, but we are still waiting for the votes to come in from Vladivostok and Stalingrad. It is a wonderful day today in Iowa. I love this country. Everything in communism, everybody is a winner. That is why they are all making acceptance speeches from Buckley to the crazy Indian woman. It is a jolly time in America. Can you believe what's going on? Could you imagine if this was the Super Bowl? Oh, Mahomes fell down. Okay, the game will be continued tomorrow. Give me a break, man. I never seen so much a confusion. You want these guys in charge of the economy? Your 401k will be a nine. Yeah, everybody is making money on Trump. Everybody loves Trump. Yippee-yay, coyote. It's a wonderful country under Trump. What are you going to do when you're on the butt geek? That crazy man. Or Pocahontas. Did you see that woman yesterday? I came from, my father was a beggar. He was a beggar. He worked a lowly job. A slob job. Yes, and we lived in a very small wigwam. Give me a break, man. Give me a... And she is known among the Indians as Firewater Woman. Oh, I'm having a beer. Did you see that commercial? Make you want to throw up. Make a drinking man want to go sick. Oh, I'm having a beer. And then the camera cut away and she spit in the bucket. Yeah, who else we got running? Oh, we got bloomers. Did you hear what El Trumpo said about bloomers? He said he wants a box to stand on.
Is that to kiss the president's butt? Oh, my God. Bloom just wants a box. He didn't have a box at the Super Bowl. He ran an ad at the Super Bowl. Did you see his communist ad? We're going to take the guns away from the Americans. But he did not say that. He said, we're going to stop the gun lobby. Do you know who the gun lobby is? It's the American people. Do you know how many guns are out there in the country? Do you have any idea what the communists have to do in order to seize the country? They have to take away 400 million guns. Now, maybe they'll get the first to 100, but all the rest will be working. Yeah. God save the gun-toting Bible thumpers. I love the gun-toting Bible thumpers. So, last night, we were going to have big election results. And the guy that was supposed to win is the guy that spent his honeymoon at Lenin's tomb. What's his name? He just had a heart attack. Bernie Sanders. Now, I tell you something that you got to know about American politics. It's very greasy. Very greasy. Everybody is stealing. As a matter of fact, the reason Donald Trump won the election, he said to the American public, vote for me, I will only steal half of what the others are stealing. No, he did not say that. He said, I take no money. I work twice as hard as the other guys. When they are cutting me up, I will be making money for the American people. And now he's going to introduce tonight at the State of the Union another tax cut. And here's the best one. No taxes over 40 hours a week. Do you know how many mom and pops are breaking their Democrat to feed the family? Some are working two jobs. After 40 hours, the Democrats come and take half of your blood and sweat and labor. That is no more. Under Trump, no taxes over 40 hours. You're going to live like a king. So, having said that, let me take a break and then I come back. God bless America. Okay. I happened to hit that by accident, and it worked out real good, didn't it? Too much, huh? Okay, now I'm going to do that dedication, and we'll do it dedicated to the Ukrainian people. And then we'll do some funny stuff. So let me see. Ben Mai is the one I'm looking for. B-E-N. Oops. If I don't find it, I have something else. I missed it. I don't know what happened. Okay. American, and I love you so, I am backstabbed. That's the one we'll play. This I dedicate to the Democrats. Oh, I gotta go over here.
they do.
Well, the Democrats hem and haw about what they're going to do to help the Ukrainians, right, who are holding out minute by minute. Billy Graham and his Samaritan's Purse is already set up in Romania, Moldova, and Poland. And I think in the Ukraine, he's also set up a hospital that's almost finished. To take care of the wounded. So, Samaritan's Purse is the name of his organization. And he's a good man. He's a good man. So, it's funny that I fell upon that... My screen wasn't set up centered properly, and the right side of my screen where you press the button for the songs wasn't there, and I thought I didn't have it, but it was there. And I happened to hit that one section. Where I was talking about the election. That was back when the election was just being stolen at that time, and we didn't know that Putin had taken over the country. Yeah. And don't forget the 10% for the big guy. So, I have a new segment. It's called The Question Man. And I'm going to just throw some questions out there. Because, you know, when you make a statement, everybody goes, oh, he's political. He's nuts. So if I only ask a question, you draw your own conclusions. You do the answering. What percentage of the Democomo Party is presently communist? Why does most government money go to kill babies and very little goes to help mothers deliver them full term? Which is more deadly, a sniper's bullet or one fentanyl tablet? What percentage of the USA is communist? It took 25% of Americans to win the revolution. Do we have 25% here today? Was the election stolen? Are we slaves and don't know it? How many politicians take bribes? Should we abolish all lobbyists? How about only one term per termite? Should the only lobby be in a Trump hotel? Should schools then hide and encourage a child's abortion or sex change from their parents be shut down? Should the Pledge of Allegiance begin with "In the name of the Father"? Is it time to say in the USA, double police and military pay? When I bring this up, I include nurses and nurses' aides. And everybody says, no, they're making too much already. Compared to who? Mark Zuckerberg, who bought an election? George Soros, who owns the court system? If we send a peacekeeping force into Ukraine from Poland to set up a no-war safe zone, will we be doing the right thing? Will Poland recognize the Ukrainian government in exile? If you vouch for good education, will you give a voucher to the uneducated? Do you like gospel people? What do you think about the saying, those who take your guns away intend to kill you? How about those who divide us will enslave us? Is Silicon Valley anti-American? Are foreign soaps better than American soaps? Netflix, Turkish movies. Why are our school grades so low? Why are the suicide rates climbing among the young? Will we be forced to bring back the draft? They just did it in Ukraine from 16 to 80. In France in World War I, you got drafted out of the nightclub. Saddam did the same thing, you know. Guys showed up in Kuwait wearing suits. France, they put you in a cab and they sent you to the front, some wearing tuxedos. Which government agencies are tools of American subjugation? The FBI, insurance company, the Pentagons, the Fifth Amendment IRS, the Department of Pregnant Transportation? Shouldn't Buttigieg, shouldn't he be transferred to the Department of Labor now that his water broke? How about the Snake Department, the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, taking ranches and their cattle? Do champagne contributions cancel your vote? Should the largest champagne contribution max out at $10 one time? Why would we give up our ability to be oil and gas independent under Trump and buy it now from Russia and Iran under Joe Stalin Biden? Why are we killing the next generation and selling baby parts? Do you believe you have a soul? Is it God's black box? Do you believe in life after death? Is love dying? That's it for now. I give you a tune. When we come back, we'll do a presentation and salute. Hang in there. We give you a nice doo-wop tune called Begin the Begin.
Except when that tune clouds. touching my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene. Clouds come along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people praise the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. Oh yes, let them begin, the begin, let them.
Beautiful. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, that's a line in that song. I hope we don't curse the chance that was wasted to rescue the Ukrainians. We've got a lot of sellouts in our country. And you heard my question. Do we have enough people to, it took 25% to win the American Revolution. Do we have 25% to save the country? We may be in more trouble than the Ukraine. Okay, so I'm going to do a tribute to a great man, and he reminded me once again that he is a good Samaritan. It's the president of Goya Foods. This man is a business saint, and he's sending help to the Ukraine. And I'm paying him a tribute for the Christ-like work he does. And I never ate Spanish food before until I saw this man donating his products to people that are hungry. So I switched over, and my wife tells me today that when she goes to the supermarket, everything she can replace with Goya Foods, she's going to do it. I started eating the chickpeas, and guess what? I'm getting a lot of chicks. They call me a super gringo. And labios dulces, that means sweet lips. And tonight I'm having for the first time hot sauce. Sidebar to John Thune. You don't know John Thune. He's one of Match McConnell's boys. Every time you see Match McConnell, you see the same felons. I voted for John Thune. I backed him the day he came into office. I admired him. He's from one of the Dakotas, I believe. And he's got a nice family, ex-fighter pilot. But when he got into Washington, D.C., he went wormy. I don't know what happens. They must get worm injections. So he broke my heart. So from now on, I treat him like the enemy. And here's something you don't know, and most Americans don't know. I could tell you things that would break your heart. You have no idea what's going on in this country. Even the guys that know don't know. You know how many firemen died in 911? 343. St. Patty, oh, I can't say that. I get my Irish friends jump on me when I say St. Patty's Day. They don't like words like St. Patty's Day and paddy wagon. Because that's, you know what a paddy wagon is? It's a van that the police put all the drunks in. And the Irish at one time had a reputation for doing a lot of drinking. Not as many do it today as they, but you got to remember where they came from. They came from British persecution and a potato famine. And the homes that they lived in were taken away by the British, and they became sharecroppers in their own property. Same with the Ukrainians, no different. Stalin starved the Ukrainians out. They were the only, they were the breadbasket of Russia. And today they're the breadbasket of Russia. I think 20% of all the wheat in the world comes from the Ukraine. You don't know what Putin is doing. I hope he's not selling the Ukraine to China. But anyway, I lost my train of thought. We were talking about, St. Patrick's Day is coming up on the 17th. And the Irish have a lot in common with the Ukrainians because Stalin starved the Ukrainians out. They owned the land. He took it away from them. He took their livestock, and he took their reserve food, and he starved them out. They couldn't escape. And the same thing with the Irish. The British wouldn't even let them fish. So they fled and came to the United States. The Ukrainians ended up eating their neighbors' children rather than eat their own children who had died from starvation. So these people, they are hardened by life's experience, and they're not going down without a fight. And we can't just stand by and watch. Enough of that bull crap. Got to give them a hand. Got to give them what they need. And they're not asking for manpower. They're just asking for weapons. And if we won't give them a safe, a fly zone, then at least give them the ability to take down the Soviet planes and helicopters. So, here's something else to think about. Oh, the Democrats, I have a, if you go to YouTube there and you type in Flag Burners of Record, Abutom, A-B-U-T-O-M, Flag Burners of Record, Abutom, you will see the names of all the congressmen and senators who voted to burn the flag. They called it freedom of speech. There's only one flag. There's only one country. There's no splinter groups. And we haven't got room for that. Those who divide us will enslave us. Like Abe Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. And the goal of the Communist Party, USA, is to divide the house. Every time you see a person missing arms and legs, chances are an IED got them. Those IEDs are packed with Iranian copper lugs. Biden is buying oil from the widowmakers. What would his son Bo say about that? John Kerry stayed behind in Iran when President Trump took office. Did Kerry make an oil deal for the big guy? Said, look, we got the election rigged. He's not going to be there, and he's only got 4 years. And let's make the deals now.
And don't forget, President Biden gets 10%. The big guy. The big guy. Now I got a picture of Kamala Harris, Blinken, the Secretary of Surrender, and Joe Biden, and he's asleep. And I call it winking, blinking, and nod. Bring it on. We're ready for everything. You want to buy some Russian gas? Trump can never do what we did, and it only took us a year. You want to buy some slaves? Need to change a voting outcome? You can pay us off the books. Nod gets 10%. Hey, Iran, John Kerry is waiting. If we don't get our cut, you don't get the $60 billion. We're going to give him $60 billion. And here they're going, well, the minimum wage is $15. Why not make it 30 and take it out of the $60 billion you're giving to Iran? Unbelievable. So if you go to YouTube and you type in Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tam, up will come a list of every senator and every congressman by name who voted to burn the flag. And I told you, 343 flags carried by firemen in memory of 9/11 lead the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Okay, we're going to jump to a tune. And we'll do a Brazilian tune called Bombacado.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar, dança meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro, toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba, é debaixo da saia.
Ay, 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 ay
Okay, we're getting ready to close our show. And I just want to once again pay a tribute to the Ukrainians. Anything I can do to help you guys, my email is abutom@aol.com. abutom@aol.com. Anything I can do, any cheerful efforts I can make to increase your morale, I'm here for you. God keep you safe. I'm closing with, O Holy God, to honor your sacrifice, because you are bleeding for your country, and God loves you.